into towns and villages in northern Syria on Monday, setting up a potential clash with Turkish-led forces. Meanwhile, the European Union is moving toward an arms export ban against Turkey. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Officials have unanimously condemned Turkey's military move into northern Syria and asked all member states to join France and Germany in banning arms sales to Ankara, a rare move against a NATO ally. Many EU foreign ministers have been looking beyond a strong statement condemning the Turkey military operation that has destabilized the region, wanting a move that would carry some sting. However, Turkey is showing little sign of relenting its military offensive against Kurdish groups in northern Syria in its sixth day. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Donald Trump's former Russia adviser, Fiona Hill, is testifying behind closed doors Monday as the latest witness summoned in the Democratic-led impeachment inquiry against Mr. Trump. One witness who may not be called to testify is the still-anonymous whistleblower who touched off the inquiry. AP's Rita Foley reports.
Lawmakers have grown deeply concerned about protecting the whistleblower. Congressman Adam Schiff, the Democratic chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, says we don't need the whistleblower. He says they have the evidence they need about the phone call between President Trump and Ukraine's president, in which Mr. Trump asks Ukraine to investigate rival Joe Biden's family. President Trump tweeted an angry response, saying he needs to know the whistleblower's identity to, quote, determine why this was done to the USA. Rita Foley, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is in Saudi Arabia today. He is meeting with the country's leaders as he seeks to solidify Moscow's political and energy ties in the Mideast. From Washington, this is VOA News. Protests across Spain today after the country's Supreme Court jailed nine separatist leaders behind a failed Catalan independence.